The drama related to the current administration has been consistent since the day President Donald Trump moved into the White House. Whether it's related to tweets or leaks or fake news or allegedly cozy relations with Russia, we've seen and heard a lot. Anne-Maureen Dowd has written about a lot of it in her role as an op-ed columnist for the New York Times, and last year's presidential campaign plays a central role in her latest book, The Year of Voting Dangerously, The Derangement of American Politics. Maureen Dowd is in the Valley as part of the Brandeis Book and Author event at the Marriott Desert Ridge Resort in Phoenix. The event begins at 11 this morning, and Maureen Dowd is with me. Maureen, you've known Donald Trump for many years. You've seen him in different circumstances. Are you surprised by how he's acted and the things he says, and are you surprised by how the public has reacted to him?
I actually started interviewing him back in the late 80s, and it's very fascinating now to read the interviews with Trump because in many ways he's exactly the same, and in many ways he's exactly different. More than any other president I've ever seen, he didn't take on the august mantle of being the president. You know, he's behaving exactly as though he were home in Trump Tower. You know, the tweets, unprecedented is the most worn out word in the English language now, because we're all seeing stuff we've never seen before and never expected to see. You know, he's changed in the sense that he's much darker. You hear Joe Scarborough and people who have known him for years, Donny Deutsch, you know, on the Morning Joe show, talk about how he has charm, and he does have charm. You know, I've seen it myself, and you didn't see much of that side of him either during the campaign or in his inaugural speech where he talked about American carnage. You saw a much more dark, dystopian, you know, the side influenced by Steve Bannon.
Well, does that indicate that this is a performance, and should we expect that from our politicians, and is that okay if they're sort of playing a role?
Well, I think the funny thing with Trump is that he's not performing more. You know, he used to say to me, kind of, who do I remind you of? And, you know, he'd say, don't I remind you, you know, of Ronald Reagan, because he was an entertainer and he started out as a Democrat. But the difference with Reagan was he scared a lot of people during his campaign. You know, I often say if the press had any power, Reagan would never have been elected, because reporters were trying to stop him all over the place. But then Reagan got in and he had this very genial face on a lot of harsh policies. And so Trump has harsh policies, but then he sort of gives them a harsh face. And it's funny that Republicans idolize Reagan, but then none of them use that template that works so successfully for him, the sort of smiling, genial face over the harsh policies.
Are we expecting him to sort of flip back and forth? And at what point do people sort of wonder what they're going to get from day to day? And is that important?
Well, it is very schizophrenic because, you know, and people were laughing that he has these two phones, and one's an Android and I guess one's an iPhone or something, and that the, you know, the negative messages would come on one and the positive, I guess, from his staff would come on the other or something. And then, you know, for instance, he gave this very optimistic, it wasn't the State of the Union, but his sort of pre-State of the Union the other night, and it was this whole other, you know, persona, very much more sunny. And Van Jones, the liberal commentator on CNN, said he became president in that moment, and it was the most remarkable moment ever for a president. And, you know, everybody was ready to get on board with this more sunny personality. And then suddenly on Saturday morning, he tweeted that, you know, Obama was a sick, bad guy who had wiretapped him with no evidence. And he went into this very dark conspiratorial spiral that kind of eclipses a lot of the other things he wants to do, because now they're looking for evidence, you know, under tables and chairs and not finding any.
Is there something where he's almost too sheltered from the world so that he overreacts to what people say about him?
Absolutely. Yeah. I asked him why he wasn't sort of the more benign figure he was in New York all those decades, and why he was being so dark and encouraging violence at his rallies. And he really thought about it, and he said, I guess because I got to number one that way, and then I wanted to keep being number one, so I just kept going down that path. You know, I talked to some former Obama people, and they were saying that when Trump talked to Obama, he just doesn't understand how the government works. And so he thought that he would be keeping all of Obama's White House people and that he would be putting his people that he wanted to put in place in the cabinet, you know, with the cabinet secretaries in the agencies. And so he was asking Obama for advice on which were the good people. So he didn't even have the fundamental knowledge of how the White House worked.
And Maureen, a lot of people listening right now are pulling their hair out because they're going to say, wait a second, he doesn't understand those basic things. So is that as scary as it sounds?
If you're not a Trump person, it's scary. You know, I'm here with my sister who really likes Trump, and that's why people voted for Trump. They don't want him to be a typical politician. They don't care if he doesn't know how a bill goes through Congress. They want him to break the China. The main thing President Obama did not want to do was sell. He did not want to be a salesman, and that hurt his presidency. And Trump is a salesman.
Is it at all strange to you that there were no coattails from President Obama, considering how personally popular he was?
I think he sort of led everyone to that, because my earliest memories of him, you know, the night he won the nomination and he came on stage alone, you know, he did not want other Democratic office holders with him at events. He very consciously, you know, I use the line about him, they talk about tango being like vertical solitude, and that reminds me of Obama. You know, he was a lone cat, like a cool cat, but a lone cat. And he, you know, now it's funny because he wants to build up the Democratic Party, but he's the one who sort of decimated it. He cast himself as the cool lone cat, you know, and that's where he ended up, and that's where the party ended up.
That's Maureen Dowd, op-ed columnist for The New York Times, giving us her personal opinions about President Trump and former President Obama. She's in the Valley this morning as part of the Brandeis Book and Author event.